Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
How much do corporate earnings really matter?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, why is Slovakia the focus of the global economy this morning? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow down 31 points, about 0.3% at 11,401. The Nasdaq basically flat right now, and the S&P 500 down about 0.3%. Later today, the aluminum company Alcoa will kick off corporate earnings season here in the United States. Analysts are bracing for a less than stellar quarter for U.S. companies, reflecting the global economic slowdown we've been seeing in recent months. And that's where we're going to start now with Julie Neiman, an analyst with Smith, Moore & Company, who joins us from St. Louis live, as she does every Tuesday. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
So, Julie, are you expecting a less than stellar corporate earnings season?
Now, overall, it should be pretty good. It's going to be a little mixed in some areas. Profit margins are excellent. A lot of cost cutting. We've got stock repurchases. Companies are sitting on hoards of cash here. Except, for, of course, for the financials. You've got a continuing stream of bad news for the banksters, bad mortgages, bad debt, trading profits. A lot of mixed signals, though, because what we're looking at is a lot of the metals are starting to drop off here. Over the last 2 months, we had a big drop in prices due to faltering demand. China is slowing down, and they're no longer stockpiling metals.
Right.
And here in the United States, we've got a big surge in automotive demand, but that's pretty much over. Leases are up. They need new cars. Old cars, repairs too high. That all helped, but now we're looking at a real fall off in demand here.
Well, Julie, but as we hear about corporate profits doing okay, you got to think that over the last several quarters, as they've done well, it hasn't really trickled down in the form of jobs. How much do corporate earnings really matter?
Well, they matter to shareholders, indirectly for your 401k investments and pensions or what's left of it, up for it. But for the average American, the corporate good news really hasn't having any impact on them. They're not expanding. They're not hiring. What hiring they're doing is very, very modest. Here in St. Louis, we got the good news that Emerald Automotive is taking over an old Ford assembly plant. They're going to be manufacturing new electric mail vans, and they'll be sold in Europe. But the job postings, 11 jobs. So even the expansion that you're seeing is very, very modest. So corporations are doing very well. It just isn't trickling down to the rest of us.
Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith, Moore & Company. Thanks as always.
You bet.
Well, this may be cold comfort for the Occupy Wall Street protesters. A report out this morning from the state of New York says big job cuts and lower pay are on the way for Wall Street firms. Marketplace's Elisa Roth has more from New York.
The report says the securities industry in New York could lose as many as 10,000 jobs by the end of next year. A lot of banks have been talking about layoffs. Goldman says it could cut 1,000 jobs plus. Credit Suisse and Barclays have both announced layoffs, though they haven't given numbers. Danny Sarch runs an executive search firm for the financial services industry, and he says everybody's worried about the economy and the regulatory environment. But that doesn't mean every company is laying people off.
In the most general terms, which include investment banks and commercial banks, and essentially, even though it's the world sees it as one industry, it's really lots of mini industries.
The report also says bonuses will probably be smaller this year. The job cuts and smaller bonuses could have implications well beyond Wall Street. Both New York City and New York State depend heavily on the securities industry for tax revenue. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Harper Business, publisher of Jim Collins' new book, Great by Choice, exploring why some companies thrive despite immense uncertainty wherever books are sold. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. and by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Now to the European debt crisis, where international inspectors this morning announced that Greece will miss its deficit-cutting goals for the year, but the inspectors are recommending that Greece get its next round of bailout funding anyway. Well, to get that funding, there has to be money in the European Bailout Fund, and that brings us to Slovakia, where we are just an hour away from a key vote to expand the size of the fund. Now, if the vote fails, which it very well may, Europe's bailout plans are put back in doubt. The BBC's Steve Evans joins us now from Berlin with more. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Well, I never thought we'd be talking about the international ramifications of a vote in Slovakia, but it does seem like this is a pretty important one.
It is. Slovakia, the eastern bit of Czechoslovakia, which broke off with the fall of communism, is in the Eurozone, which means it's one of the 17 countries which has to ratify the bailout of Greece. Everybody else has done it, but there is a political deadlock in Slovakia. And if Slovakia doesn't say yes, there's an awful lot of difficulty. And if you look at the way the European markets have been going, they've been going down slightly as I speak, and that's because they think Slovakia may say no. So Slovakia, not the most powerful country on the planet, has an awful lot of power today.
Well, is there a real chance here, Steve, that the Slovakian parliament will decide no, they're not going to vote to expand the size of the European bailout fund?
There is, Jeremy, and that's because it shows what this process is all about. It's 17 different countries having to agree. And of course, all kinds of domestic politics comes to play. The leadership in Slovakia has said this is a vote of confidence. If you vote this one down, the government falls. Mm. Well, that, of course, means that some parties will vote against it. So the whole thing is wrapped up in a confusing way between domestic politics and the bigger politics of the euro. And that's pretty well the way it's been in every single one of these votes, which means there's been a fight every step of the way.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Steve, thanks.
You're welcome.
And finally, to some interesting facts just released by the Census Bureau and reported in the New York Times this morning. Among them, half the population of the U.S. did not dine out at a restaurant in the year before the census was taken. Farmers produced fewer potatoes, but more watermelon. And there are more hogs now than people in the following states: Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
There are economic indicators all over the place, some worthwhile, some not. So how about a few good alternatives?
The owners have either been evicted or left the home with no intention of returning to care for those animals.
I'm Kai Rizdal Pets, the United States Marine Corps, and a couple of unmentionables. New ways to track the economy next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.